This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's an honor to welcome back to the program the Bill Bowling. He's the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, has been a regular guest on this program. What are we now, in our third or fourth year, I guess? I can't remember, but it's always an honor to talk to you. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. I always look forward to visiting with you once every month.
Absolutely. So let me get, we haven't spoken since the Democrats had their big primary and chose their candidates for statewide election. Your reaction to the results?
Well, I congratulate them all on their victories. You know, I've been engaged in that process many times myself, and sometimes there's nothing more difficult or challenging than these inter-party skirmishes that we get involved in. So I congratulate them all on their victories. They all worked hard and earned their wins. And now Bob McDonnell and I look forward to competing with them this November and telling folks why we think we're the team that has the experience to help lead Virginia into a more prosperous future, and why we think we're the team that has the record of results that we need as we try to find solutions to some of the challenges we face in our state today, and why we think we're the team that has the right vision for the future of what we think is the greatest state and the greatest nation on the face of the earth. So should be a fun campaign, and we look forward to engaging in those discussions with our opponents over the course of, I think, the next 139 days until Election Day.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a year and a whole lot of fun for those of us who really enjoy politics. And, of course, the nation's going to be watching, and we've already seen a lot of national money come into Virginia. The price tag's only going to go up in these races. What are your thoughts on that? This is really the spotlight is on Virginia this year.
Well, it is a critical time in the future of our state. I very strongly believe this election is kind of about two things. You know, first of all, we take a lot of pride in Virginia about being the most pro-business state in the nation. I think this election is about keeping Virginia the most pro-business state in the nation. The most important issue facing our state today is clearly getting the economy moving again and creating the jobs that Virginians need to protect their financial security. And I think Bob McDonnell and I offer the best plan to do that. We think our Jobs for Virginians plan and our More Energy, More Jobs plan is the right way to make sure Virginia remains the best place in America to do business. And then second, we pride ourselves a lot about being the best managed state in America, yet we face today a lot of fiscal challenges, many of which have been of our own creation over the course of the past 4 years. We saw in the papers, of course, earlier this week that we have another $300 million budget shortfall that we have to close here in the final weeks of the 2009 fiscal year. And I will tell you, Coy, and you know I've been harping on this for the last 2 or 3 years, that pales in comparison to the budget shortfalls that we're going to face when we go back to Richmond in January. The truth is, because of the fiscal mismanagement of the past 4 years, the next governor and lieutenant governor of Virginia are going to inherit a fiscal mess, and we're going to have some tough decisions to make to restore fiscal integrity to state government. So, you know, those are big issues and they're big challenges, and this election will really determine whether or not we step up to the plate and find solutions to those challenges and whether or not we do it the right way. So it's a very important race, and the people of Virginia need to tune in, need to weigh the candidates carefully, their background, knowledge, experience, their ability to lead, their records, and where they stand on these important issues that face Virginia today.
We're talking with Bill Bowling. He's the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that office this year. The election is in November, and his opponent is Jody Wagner. So how do you run against, tell us a little campaign strategy. How does Bill Bowling win office again? How do you defeat Jody Wagner?
Well, we're going to be talking about the differences. You know, campaigns are about choices, and I think there are clear choices between and clear differences between me and my opponent. And, you know, we're going to be talking about three things. First is experience. Who is prepared to be governor of Virginia should the need arise? I don't believe you should ever vote for anybody to be lieutenant governor who's not qualified to be governor should the need arise. You know, over the past 12 months, we've had six lieutenant governors in our country who have succeeded to the office of governor. So it's important to make sure that the lieutenant governor is prepared to lead. I've served in state and local government for 18 years, served in the state Senate for 10 years as lieutenant governor for the past 4 years. I have a record of working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done in Richmond. I am ready to be governor should the need arise. On the other hand, my opponent has never won an election, never held an elected office, never had to take a stand on a tough issue, never had to cast a difficult vote. So I think on that question of experience and who's prepared to be governor, I win that comparison hands down. I think the second difference is our record. I do have a record of getting things done in Richmond, whether it's working to get the economy moving again and create jobs, whether it's the work I've done to make quality health care more available and more affordable for the people of Virginia, the work I've done in protecting the environment and our important natural resources in Virginia, the work I've done to promote healthy lifestyle initiatives, which has been a hallmark of my service over the past 4 years. I have a record of working with Republicans and Democrats on a bipartisan basis to get things done. I think my record is a record to run on. On the other hand, I'd suggest her record is a record to run from, because the truth is that she has been a part of this financial team that has, I believe, totally mismanaged Virginia's finances over the course of the past 4 years. They've consistently based their budgets on overly optimistic revenue projections, a use of one-time money to pay for ongoing government programs, spiraling amounts of state debt, federal bailout dollars, raids on the rainy day fund. And the record speaks for itself. In 3 years as Secretary of Finance, my opponent missed her revenue projections by 20 percentage points. She incurred over $5 billion in budget shortfalls, with more on the way. State debt has doubled over the course of the past 8 years. And when this administration leaves Richmond, they will have fully depleted a rainy day fund that had more than $1 billion in it when Mark Warner left office 3 years ago. Any chief financial officer of any major corporation in America would have been fired with a record like that. It certainly is not a record that deserves a promotion. And then lastly, there are big differences between us on issues, whether you're talking about the issue of taxes. You know, I've worked to keep taxes low on Virginia families and businesses. She supported every tax increase of the past 8 years. The economy, I've taken a strong position in opposition to card check because I believe it would destroy jobs in America. I've taken a strong stance in support of our right to work law. On the other hand, she's refused to oppose card check, and she's actually walked union picket lines against Virginia businesses. And I think that harms our ability to create jobs in Virginia. If you look at the issue of energy, I'm for a comprehensive energy plan that makes Virginia the nation's leader in energy. But my opponent says no to nuclear power. She says no to clean coal technology. She says no to developing our offshore energy resources. So, big differences between us when it comes to background, knowledge, experience, our record, and our stand on the important issues facing Virginia. I think we're going to give the voters a clear choice on November 3rd.
My guest is Bill Bowling, the current lieutenant governor and the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor this year in the election. You mentioned that the budget challenges that will be facing folks next year in Richmond, whoever wins, are going to be a mess. Whether it's Republicans or Democrats in those seats, whoever it is going to have to deal with serious financial problems. And there's no guarantee that the federal government will come to the rescue like they did this year with some extra money just in time. So you mentioned that you will be going to the voters this year, that you are the choice with the solutions. Tell us what some of those solutions might be, given those real problems that we're going to be facing. And I think we're just going to have to be, are we talking about real serious cuts of programs and services in Virginia? And we're already facing some with, VDOT closing rest stops and places like that.
Well, I think there are a lot of things we need to do. First and foremost, we need to get the economy moving again, because when we're creating jobs and people are employed and making money, they're paying taxes, and that enables us to have revenue growth in state government as opposed to revenue decline. So first and foremost, we have to get this economy moving again. But second, we have to base our budgets on realistic foundations. And over the course of the past 3 years, this administration just has not done that. And, Coy, you know, for the past couple of years that I've been on your show, I've been talking a lot about this, and no one has listened. And, you know, now it's going to, you know, the consequences of these, I believe, fiscally irresponsible budgets they've put forward are going to come home to roost. So we have to get rid of the budget gimmicks. We have to base our budgets on realistic revenue projections. We have to stop spending more money than we're taking in. That means that we're going to have to make tough spending choices. We're going to have to do what families and businesses have to do. We're going to have to prioritize our spending and spend within our means if we want to protect our reputation as the best managed state in America and the most pro-business state with a AAA bond rating. We've got to get back to doing things the way we used to do them and stop doing them. You know, we got to get out of this financial fantasy land that we've been in for the past 3 years and get back to reality. We've put forth a number of proposals that I believe will help us improve efficiency and rein in spending in government. We've proposed the creation of a government performance efficiency review commission to look at every agency of state government, top to bottom, make sure those agencies and those programs that they're providing are really needed, make sure that they're not redundant and being duplicated by other agencies of government, make sure that they're spending the taxpayers' dollars efficiently. We've proposed our 65% solution in public education, which would move about $400 million of our existing educational budget out of the central office bureaucracy and into the classroom, where it can have a greater impact on improving the quality of education, make sure we're spending our educational resources more wisely. We're prepared to tackle a problem that no one's been willing to tackle, which is Medicaid reform. Medicaid is the fastest-growing area of the state government today. We've got to get Medicaid spending under control. That program doubles in size every 8 years, and we just can't keep doing that. You know, we've proposed the same type of top-to-bottom external management review in the Department of Transportation that is long overdue. You know, Coy, my view is, and you know, I'm a business guy. That's my background before I got involved in public service. My view is we've got to start running this government like a business. We know there's no fiscal integrity in Washington, D.C. today, but the truth is there's very little fiscal integrity in Richmond today. And on a bipartisan basis, we've got to come together like we used to do, eliminate the budget gimmicks, base our budgets on sound revenue projections, prioritize our spending decisions, stop spending more money than we're taking in. You can do that for a while, but then it comes home to roost. I believe in January of 2010, it's going to come home to roost. And the result is that the next governor and lieutenant governor of this state, all told, are probably going to be looking at budget shortfalls on the order of magnitude of $4 or $5 billion over the next 3 years. And it's going to take some strong leadership to deal with that, to deal with it in the right way. And Bob McDonnell and I are prepared to provide that leadership.
He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor and our current lieutenant governor, Bill Bowling, a regular guest on this program since we started. Bill, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Coy. Look forward to talking to you again next month.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.